Thank you, Kevin. Right now, temperature is under mostly sunny skies. It's 52 in the Lakes region, 48 in Concord. Channel 9 weather, always online at mix94.1fm.com. Morning, everyone. We are happy to have with us on the air this morning a special guest. His name is Richard Marsh. He's from Oxford, Massachusetts. Hi, Rich. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Great thing that you're doing here, the run to a home base. Of course, it's a Red Sox Foundation and Mass General Hospital program. Have you done this in the past?
Yes. Well, I started with my employer, TCC Communications in Concord.
Mm-hmm. Concord, Mass?
Yes. Concord, Mass. I wish it was Concord, New Hampshire. But I had discussed with the company president, I have a website, imagesofnewhampshirehistory.com, mm-hmm. and I photograph veterans' memorials. And I also, because I live in Massachusetts, I created a website, massmilitarymonuments.com, where I photograph veterans' memorials in Massachusetts as well. Mm-hmm. I've got like 111 towns.
Wow.
Photographed. And he said, you really should join our team. And basically, I'm kind of a shy person, don't know a lot of people. So I wasn't sure if I'd be able to muster up, you know, enough donations.
Mm-hmm.
But every Memorial Day, I post to town websites the memorials that I have photographed.
Yep.
And that year, the response was overwhelming.
Wow.
People saying, oh, there's my dad. There's my grandpa. Thanks for doing this. So this is my third year now, and this year is much better. Previously, it's been difficult to get sponsors,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, we lose 22 veterans a day over this. It's so important,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I really thank you, you know, for your help in spreading the word.
Oh, absolutely. We think it's wonderful. Of course, the beneficiary, the New Hampshire Veterans Home in Tilton, close and dear to our hearts here. You know, I've been living up here for over 40 years now. I'm a Mass native, too, by the way. So, Somerville. I don't admit that to too many people, but Somerville. But, Rich, I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Now, this year, obviously, with COVID-19 and the pandemic going on, things have it's been a little topsy-turvy and upside down. Usually, the run-to-home base at Fenway Park, based around the Fenway Park area, actually do a walk or run around the area, and then you run into this or walk into a Fenway, and then you cross home plate, which is awesome.
They have photographers, you know, ready there at home base. And what I'm going to miss the most is the opening ceremony with the governor and the mayor of Boston, and they even have one survivor, beneficiary of the program, speak about his or her involvement with the program and how it's given back their life. And you could hear a pin drop when they speak, you know, talking about, you know, how their life had been going downhill. They were angry, distant from their families. And home base, by talking with other veterans, all the counselors at home base have to be veterans themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they can relate, and that's what makes the program work.
That's awesome. Now, this weekend, so Saturday, so basically the run-to-home base has gone virtual. So you get to choose exactly what you want to do and the route you want to do. Usually it's a 5K or a little over 3 miles, correct? But this year, yours is going to be what, 10, 11 miles?
Yeah, so one of the pages I created on my website was photographs of the memorial walk at the Veterans Cemetery in Boscawen. And so I was trying to think, you know, where could I walk? And originally I was going to walk at the National Cemetery in Bourne, Massachusetts, but I had to get specific approval for that, and that didn't look like it was going to happen. So New Hampshire is, I lived there from 87 to 97. It's still home to me.
Nice.
So I looked at the cemetery, said, where could I walk to? And so I looked at the map, said, the Veterans Home, 11 miles, I can do this.
Sure you can.
And the response from the Veterans Home, from Maureen Campbell, the therapy supervisor, and Sarah Stanley, the program information officer, they're assembling a warm greeting for me. We're going to have all the veterans, you know, the heroes, meet outside.
Yep.
And I purchased a 2-foot by 4-foot American flag, and I'm going to be carrying that on my shoulder the entire length,
awesome.
And presenting it to the veterans.
That's great.
And so I'm really looking forward to it. They've been so wonderful.
So we're going to start at the Veterans Cemetery at 10 a.m. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I'm going to be starting at a fairly new memorial for the Gold Star Families Memorial.
Yep.
For families who have lost someone, you know, from the service, whether it's in battle or PTSD. And so the home base event always starts off with a salute to the Gold Star families. Mm-hmm. So I figured that would be a fitting way to start.
Perfect.
And then I hit the rail trail and off I go.
All right. Well, listen, so your estimated time to arrive in Tilton will be around 3 o'clock. Is that correct? So
you're gonna like, yes, they said for me to be there promptly at 3 o'clock.
You may have to start running at the end. So, you know, about two miles, you know, every hour or thereabouts. I think you can do that. I have all the confidence in the world, Rich. You're going to do that. Perfect.
Well, my daughter lives 5.5 miles from me. So I've been practicing by walking from my house to her house.
And back, right? That's great. Yeah. So this is all happening again on Saturday the 26th. We're going to start at the New Hampshire State Veterans Cemetery at Bosco at 10 a.m. And hopefully, 3 o'clock promptly, Rich, you'll be crossing your finish line at the New Hampshire Veterans Home in Tilton at about 3 in the afternoon. Again, all the funds raised are going to benefit veterans with PTSD. Now, we do have a direct link on our Facebook page where you can make a donation. And we urge everybody to go there, click the link, see what it's all about, say hi to Rich virtually, and make a donation. Rich, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us today about the Run to Home Base and what you're doing to benefit our veterans. That is awesome. And continued success, and we hope to see you along the route this weekend.
Thanks, Fred, for all you do. And donations are still welcome up and including the day of the race,
Perfect.
The 26th. I appreciate anything anybody can do. It's and the veterans appreciate it, too.
And you have beautiful weather to walk in, too. Actually, maybe a little too warm. We'll keep you hydrated. Good luck, Rich. We'll see you along the route, okay?
Thanks, Fred. Thanks again.
You have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.